On the far side of the river valley, the road passed through a stark black burn, charred and limbless trunks of trees stretching away on every side, ash moving over the road and the sagging hands of blind wire strung from the blackened light poles whining thinly in the wind. A burned house in a clearing, and beyond that, a reach of meadowlands, stark and gray, and a raw red mud bank where a roadworks lay abandoned. Farther along were billboards advertising motels. Everything as it once had been, save faded and weathered. At the top of the hill, they stood in the cold and the wind, getting their breath. He looked at the boy.
"I'm all right," the boy said.
The man put his hand on his shoulder and nodded toward the open country below them. Then he got the binoculars out of the cart and stood in the road and glassed the plain down there, where the shape of a city stood in the grayness like a charcoal sketch stretched across the waste. Nothing to see, no smoke.
"Can I see?"
the boy said.
"Yes, of course you can."
The boy leaned on the cart and adjusted the wheel.
"What do you see?"
the man said.
"Nothing."
He lowered the glasses.
"It's raining."
"Yes," the man said. "I know."
They left the cart in a gully covered with a tarp and made their way up the slope through the dark poles of the standing trees to where he'd seen a running ledge of rock, and they sat under the rock overhang and watched the gray sheets of rain blow across the valley. It was very cold. They sat huddled together, wrapped each in a blanket over their coats, and after a while the rain stopped and there was just the dripping in the woods. When it had cleared, they went down to the cart and pulled away the tarp and got their blankets and the things they'd need for the night. They went back up the hill and made their camp in the dry dirt under the rocks, and the man sat with his arms around the boy, trying to warm him. Wrapped in the blankets, watching the nameless dark come to enshroud them. The gray shape of the city vanished in the night's onset like an apparition, and he lit the little lamp and set it back out of the wind. Then they walked out to the road, and he took the boy's hand, and they went to the top of the hill where the road crested and where they could see out over the darkening country to the south, standing there in the wind, wrapped in their blankets, watching for any sign of a fire or a lamp. There was nothing. The lamp in the rocks on the side of the hill was little more than a mote of light, and after a while they walked back. Everything too wet to make a fire. They ate their poor meal cold and lay down in their bedding with the lamp between them. He'd brought the boy's book, but the boy was too tired for reading.
"Can we leave the lamp on till I'm asleep?" he said.
"Yes, of course we can."